Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area. Or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have Young Adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have Judy singing, I Bowed on My Knees and Cried Holy, and then part two of Pastor Duck's message, entitled, From a Mess to a Miracle, from Ezra chapter 9, verses 3 through 9.
Glory, so bright. can be redeemed by the one that died for you today. See, folks, listen. You can't separate your personal life from your spiritual life. We see Jesus as the way to heaven, but you know, so many of us, we have not grasped how to get there. He's not a last chance, amen. He should be the first choice. And you need him in your heart and your life. But I tell you what matters to God. Faith matters to God. And for by grace are you saved through faith, and not of yourselves, it's a gift of God, a lot of works, lest any man should boast. So faith is the only thing in this world today where there is true equal opportunity. He provides it for all people. It doesn't make any difference what country you're from, or nationality, or tongue, or the color of your skin, or your background, or anything else about you. Thank God, God sees us as people in need, and He supplies that need through His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So everyone can come to Jesus. Amen. And that means you too. But have you come to that place of giving your heart and your life to Him? If not, I plead with you to give God your heart today. See, singleness of heart today will bring deliverance. So the Lord looks at your heart. He looks at the faith that lives within you today. Well, I think I got faith. Oh, you'll know if you got faith. Because today, if God's planted a seed of faith in you today, He's growing that seed of faith, even through the obstacles and the times of adversity and the times of trouble and the times of difficulty and the times of valleys in your life. God's growing your faith. He will bring good through those particular things. So when the time comes for a real miracle to happen in your life, you know, you will have a deposit of faith that God has already been placing there in your life to draw from. Amen. See, you're not going to have, you're not going to have a miracle apart from the Word. You're not going to have a miracle apart from God, Jesus, and the Holy Ghost. You're not going to have a miracle apart from faith and trust. But preacher, all those things are necessary? Yes. Because you're putting your confidence in the God that can make the difference in your life. From the book of Ezra, chapter 9. Follow along with me if you'd like to. Why don't you stand to your feet for a moment? And when I heard this thing, starting with verse number 3. And when I heard this thing, I rent my garment and my mantle and plucked off the hair of my head and of my beard and sat down astonished. You guys ever tried to pluck your eyebrows? My God, that hurts. I don't say these women do it. I'm serious. And for God's sake, I would not go and get waxed either. Amen. Thanks, but no thanks. Well, Ezra sat there and he had literally pulled the facial hair from his face. That's got to hurt. Then were assembled unto me every one that trembled at the words of the God of Israel, because of the transgression of those that had been carried away. And I sat astonished until the evening sacrifice. And at the evening sacrifice, I rose up from my heaviness, and having rent my garment and my mantle, I fell upon my knees and spread out my hands unto the Lord my God, and said, O my God, I am ashamed and I blush to lift up my face to thee. My God, for our iniquities are increased over our head, and our trespasses is grown up unto the heavens. Since the days of our fathers have been in a great trespass unto this day, and for our iniquities have we, our kings and our priests, been delivered into the hand of the kings of the lands, to the sword, to captivity, and to a spoil, and to the confusion of face, as it is this day. And now for a little space, grace has been showed from the Lord our God to leave us a remnant to escape and to give us a nail in his holy place, that our God may lighten our eyes and give us a little reviving in our bondage. For we were bondmen, yet our God hath not forsaken us in our bondage. And the church said amen on that. But hath extended mercy, praise God, unto us in the sight of the kings of Persia, to give us a reviving. Did you see that word? That's an important word. To give us a reviving, to set up the house of our God, and to repair the desolations thereof, and to give us a wall in Judah and in Jerusalem. May God add the blessing to the reading of his word. And the church said, praise the Lord. You may be seated. In the book of Ezra, We find a man overlooking at the overwhelming conditions and circumstances that not only is he facing, but also the children of Israel have faced. The man of God had to do something in these circumstances, but this is a place, and maybe you've been there in these circumstances. You had to do something, but you had no idea what to do. You didn't know which way to turn. You didn't know who to talk to. I mean, you just didn't know. You knew that it was a situation that you basically did not have a solution to. So before Ezra comes to Jerusalem, we find that the king Nebuchadnezzar, which we're quite familiar with, has come to Judah and to Jerusalem and removes the people of God into a different land. Now, through the miracle-working power of Almighty God, Ezra is given the opportunity to come back. So what Ezra finds leaves him lamenting over the mess that he found. Walls torn down, homes destroyed, debris everywhere, just ravaged and in a horrible mess. Have you ever been in something in your life that was seemingly was too big to solve? Have you, or maybe you're facing right now something that you don't have a solution for? You don't have an answer for? You don't know how you're going to get from that point to that point? You don't know how you're going to get to that breakthrough need in your life? You don't know what to do. You don't know how to do it. You just don't know what to do. You're in a position that you just basically sit down and put your head in your hands. You can't sleep at night. You're worrying yourself to death over these things. You don't have a solution. And so therefore, you find yourself constantly consumed with concern and worry and fret. And it seems like you've lost your appetite. It just seems like you can't seem to do nothing right. You've lost your zeal and your desire to live. Folks, let me tell you what. God can turn all things around. Amen. This is not the place for you to give up and throw in the towel and quit. This is the place that you look to God and live and know that God is a way maker. Even when you don't know how, He's going to do what He's got to do. You're not trusting the what that you're in, but you're trusting the God that's in it with you. Amen. So Ezra has a national and an international problem going on. And today we have a national and an international problem going on planet Earth. We've got problems in America.
If you made a decision for Christ after listening to the program, we'd appreciate to hear from you. Send an email to our pastor at seaduck@aol.com. That's S-E-E, letter A, and then duck, D-U-C-K, at aol.com. Once again, we thank you for tuning in to our program today, and we trust that the Lord will bless you and that you'll be blessed. Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.